Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah. We're on the 20th installment, two-thirds of the way through the book, and we're on page 138. And today's recording will be a few chapters also. The first one is called, O Child of Adam, I Remember You and You Forget Me. The second one is, Envy Eats Blessings Like Fire Eats Wood. The third one is called, The Washing of the Prophet's Heart. And the last one is a list of 72 things. And it's the sign, 72 signs of the approach of the hour. We'll start with the Fatiha and we'll move through. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين لا إله Page 138. O child of Adam, I remember you and you forget me. It is narrated in Hadith Qudsi that the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, narrated that his Lord, subhanahu wa ta'ala, said, O child of Adam, I remember you and you forget me. I conceal your faults, but you are not ashamed in front of me. If I gave the order to the earth, it could swallow you, and if I gave the order to the seas, they could drown you. But I give you reprieve until an appointed time which I have determined. Every soul must pass by me and stand before me, between my hands. Then I shall remind you of your actions, and I count your deeds, until you're certain of your guilt and realize that you are one the people who deserves the fire. And then I shall grant you my forgiveness and favor you with my contentment. I shall say to you, fear not and do not be sad, for I have pardoned you and forgiven your sins and your mistakes. And because of you, I have called myself the Almighty, Al-Aziz, the ever-forgiving Al-Ghafar. Oh, my brother, stop planning, for all who plan have been ruined. Submit the matter to us, for we shall give you priority more than you give yourself. Remember my beautiful favor upon you when I created you from a gamut. Do not forget how I fashioned you with my subtle gentleness inside the womb. Submit the entire matter to me, and know that I decide my decrees as I will. The Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, narrated, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O my worshipper, when you obey us, we bring you near us, and when you disobey us, we give you respite, so that if you return to us, we accept you. When the worshipper turns to Allah with his sin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, My worshipper, I have concealed your sin. And if the worshipper says, I repent, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I accept. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O you people, be conscious of Allah and ward off evil. For the shaking of the hour of judgment is a mighty thing. A day that when you see it, every nursing mother shall forget the child she was nursing. And lost is every child carried in the womb of those who are carrying it. And you will see people drunk, yet they are not drunk. But the fear of the punishment of Allah is intense. And among the people is he who argues about Allah without knowledge and follows every rebellious shaitan, for whom it is written that whoever entrusts himself to him, he will misguide him and will lead him to the punishment of the blazing flame. O you people, if you are in doubt concerning the resurrection of the dead, then consider that we created you of dust, then a drop of sperm, then a clot of blood, then a lump of flesh, formed yet unformed, so that we may show you our power. We kept in the wombs whom we will for an appointed term, and after that we bring you forth as infants. And then we cause you to develop that you may reach your maturity. And among you, some are taken while still young, and among you are those who are brought back to the feeblest old age, so that they know nothing after they had knowledge. And you see the earth dry and barren, but when we send the rains down upon it, it stirs and swells and puts forth every pair of living things. 22, 1 through 5. Envy eats blessings like fire eats wood. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated, "The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, 'Do not envy one another, do not artificially raise prices against one another, do not hate one another, do not turn one's back on each other, and do not undercut one another in business transactions. But be, O servants of Allah, brothers. The Muslim is the brother of a Muslim. He does not wrong him, he does not fail him when he needs him, he does not lie to him, does not show contempt for him. Piety, taqwa, is here.'" The Prophet related this three times, pointing to his chest, and he, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, "It is enough of evil for a person to hold his brother in contempt. All of a Muslim is inviolable to another Muslim, his blood, his wealth, and his honor." This was narrated by Muslim. Abu Huraira reported that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Beware of envy, for envy devours good deeds like fire devours firewood." Abu Dawood. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Whoever kills a believer intentionally, his reward is hell, where he shall abide forever, and the wrath of Allah is upon him, and he has cursed him, and the great torment is prepared for him." 493. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Goodness does not diminish, and sins are not forgotten, for the creditor never dies. So act as you wish, but know that as you owe, you also become that which is owed." The washing of the Prophet's heart. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "While I was lying in Al-Hatim or Al-Hijr, suddenly an angel came to me and cut my body open and took out my heart. Then a golden basin full of wisdom and belief was brought to me, and my heart was washed with it and returned to its original place. Then Al-Burak, a white animal which was smaller than a mule and bigger than a donkey, was brought to me, and I was carried on it. Jibril set out with me, and we reached the nearest heaven. During that night, Laylat al-Isra, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw people whose heads were continuously smashed with stones and then returned to their original condition, then smashed again. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked, 'My brother Jibril, who is this?' Jibril radiallahu anhu replied, 'These are people from your ummah whose heads were too heavy to pray the obligatory prayers.'" The signs of the approach of the hour. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "There are 72 signs for the approach of the hour." This is now a list of 72. 1. When people will leave the prayer. 2. When people will usurp the trust. 3. When usury will become common. 4. When lying becomes the norm. When bloodshed is taken lightly. When people become busy building tall buildings. When people sell religion for the lower world. When people cut blood relations. When governance becomes weak. When lying is considered a truth. When clothes of silk are worn. When injustice will be committed openly. When divorce is widespread. When sudden death increases. When cheaters will be trusted. When the trustworthy are accused of treason. When the liar is believed. When the truthful are accused of lying. When accusations and scandals are widely spread. When it will be hot despite the rain. When people will pray to not have children. When villains will live a life of luxury. When the noble decrease and become hard to find. When rulers become obscene. When leaders become persecutors. When the entrusted betray the trust. When sergeants become abusers. When the readers of Quran become profane, wearing the masks of innocence while their hearts are more rotten than a dead corpse and more bitter than cactus. When Allah overwhelms them by trial, and they fail as the oppressors among the Jews failed. When hepatitis or yellow appears. When the demand for silver increases. When sinful speakers increase in number. When the demand for common sense good deteriorates. When the words of the Quran are emptied. When mosques are decorated. When high platforms are built. When hearts are ruined. When intoxicating drinks are permitted. When the limits set by Allah are transgressed and punishment for violating them is abrogated. When the slave girl gives birth to her master. When you see the barefooted and naked become kings. when the women work along with men in trade, when men imitate women, when women imitate men, when oaths are sworn on other than Allah, when people volunteer false testimony without being asked to testify, when people surrender to science, when people try to understand by relying on other than the religion of Allah, when deeds which gain the final world are done for the gain of the lower world, when profit becomes a monopoly among certain elites, when trusts are taken as booty to gain a profit, when giving alms is considered a fine or a loss, when the leader of a group is the worst among them, when people become ungrateful to their fathers, when people mistreat their mothers, when people do not hold back from harming their friends, when husbands obey their wives, when the voices of the immoral will be raised in the mosques, when women singers are taken as celebrities, when people are obsessed with music, when intoxicating drinks are consumed in the streets, when people take pride in acts of persecution, when justice is sold in the courts, when fining is augmented, when the Quran is only sung as a song, when the skin of animals is used to make membranes, and when the last of this nation will curse the first of this nation, then people should expect the red storm, or earthquakes, or faces will be changed, or a rain of rocks from the sky, and lies become the habit of the rulers and the rich. And it brings us to the bottom of page 144, and inshallah, the next time together, we'll start on page 145. Assalamu alaikum.